Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Dementia with Grace Anew. Positive Way of Dealing with Behaviors in People with Dementia, second edition is a practical caregiving guide focused on dementia-related behaviors rather than on diagnosis alone. Written by Vicki Noland Fitch, a social worker and certified dementia practitioner with long experience in long-term care and dementia consulting. The book is positioned as a support resource for family caregivers and professional care staff. Its central purpose is to help readers understand difficult behaviors through a more compassionate and structured lens, reducing the sense of confusion and overwhelm that often accompanies daily care. The second edition expands the original with additional chapters, case studies, and lessons drawn from the author's ongoing support community. At the center of the book is the GRACE framework, a systematic approach designed to guide responses to behavior with more clarity, patience, and effectiveness. The book combines explanation, practical tools, and real-world caregiving application. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the GRACE framework as a structured response to dementia behaviors. The book is built around the GRACE framework, which gives caregivers a repeatable method for responding to behavior changes in people with dementia. Rather than treating agitation, refusal, repetition, or confusion as isolated problems, the framework encourages readers to look for underlying meaning and then respond with greater intention. This matters because dementia care often becomes reactive. Caregivers feel pressure to stop a behavior immediately, even when the real need is to slow down, interpret context, and adjust the environment or communication style. The framework is one of the book's main distinctions because it offers a process instead of a collection of disconnected tips. That structure can help caregivers make decisions under stress, especially when the same behavior recurs in different forms. By organizing caregiving around a clear system, the book attempts to replace helplessness with a practical sequence of actions. This makes it especially useful for readers who need guidance they can apply in real time rather than abstract theory. Secondly, a grace-centered caregiving philosophy that reduces blame and frustration. One of the book's defining ideas is that dementia behaviors should be met with grace, both toward the person living with dementia and toward the caregiver. This is not presented as sentimental language, but as a caregiving posture that changes interpretation and response. In many care situations, family members become exhausted by repeated questions, resistance to help, or sudden changes in mood, and that exhaustion can easily turn into blame. The book counters that pattern by reframing difficult behavior as communication, distress, or unmet need rather than deliberate defiance. That shift is important because it can reduce conflict and improve the emotional climate of care. It also recognizes the caregiver's limits, which is significant in a genre that often focuses only on the person with dementia. By extending grace in both directions, the book acknowledges that successful caregiving requires emotional regulation, patience, and self-awareness, not just technique. The result is a more humane model of care that is meant to be sustainable over time. Thirdly, real-world examples and case-based guidance for practical application. The second edition emphasizes case studies, checklists, and concrete caregiving scenarios, which helps move the book from theory into practice. This is important because dementia behavior is highly situational. The same person may behave differently depending on time of day, setting, fatigue, pain, or communication style. A general rule is rarely enough unless it is tied to a recognizable situation. By using examples from long-term care and consulting work, the author gives readers a way to see how the framework works in context. Case-based learning is especially valuable for family caregivers who may not have formal training but need to make daily decisions quickly. Checklists also matter because they help reduce cognitive load during stressful moments. Instead of asking a caregiver to remember a complex theory, the book offers practical prompts that can be reviewed and used immediately. This applied format is one reason the book is positioned as a usable tool rather than a purely informational text. Its value lies in helping readers translate understanding into action. Fourthly, expanded support network beyond the book through community resources. The book is notable for extending its support model beyond the printed page. According to the available information, readers are directed to a private Facebook support group, weekly live question sessions, YouTube content, and private consultations with the author. This matters because dementia caregiving rarely ends when the book is finished. New behaviors appear, family circumstances change, and caregivers often need ongoing reassurance or clarification. The inclusion of a broader support ecosystem makes the book function more like an entry point into a continuing educational community. That is a meaningful distinction in caregiving literature, where many books offer advice but little follow-up. The availability of additional resources also helps readers who learn best through repeated exposure, demonstration, or interaction. It suggests that the author sees behavior support as an ongoing process rather than a one-time solution. For caregivers who feel isolated, that community dimension can be as valuable as the written guidance itself because it provides continuity, reinforcement, and a place to ask questions. Lastly, why the second edition matters for caregivers facing changing dementia behaviors. The second edition is important because it adds clarity, additional chapters, and updated material based on the author's ongoing experience with caregivers. In a field like dementia care, revision is not cosmetic. As readers use the material in real homes and care settings, they often need more nuance, more examples, and a broader explanation of how to respond when a strategy does not work immediately. This edition appears designed to deepen the original framework while preserving its practical orientation. The updated content also reflects the reality that dementia care is not static. Behaviors evolve, care environments change, and caregiver stress can intensify over time. By refining the system and adding insights gathered from a support community, the book becomes more responsive to real caregiver needs. It stands out because it combines professional experience with community-based learning, which gives it both authority and practical relevance. For readers who already know the first edition, the second edition offers a more complete and mature version of the same caregiving model. In conclusion, this book should be read by family caregivers, professional aides, memory care staff, and anyone who regularly responds to dementia-related behaviors and wants a more structured approach. Its main benefit is practical. It helps readers interpret difficult moments with more patience, less panic, and better decision-making. It is especially useful for people who feel overwhelmed by repetition, resistance, agitation, or other common behavior changes, because it offers a framework rather than isolated advice. What sets it apart from many other dementia caregiving books is its combination of a name system, real-world examples, and ongoing support resources outside the book itself. The grace-centered approach also distinguishes it from guides that focus mainly on behavior control. Since this book emphasizes both the person with dementia and the emotional burden carried by the caregiver, for readers seeking a compassionate but workable caregiving method, it offers a clear balance of empathy and structure. That balance is the book's strongest contribution to its category. If you would like to support Vicky Nolan Fitch, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.